Hi, my name is Casey Thomas, and I am here today to speak to you about my personal experiences and the experiences of others with crossing religious boundaries. I'll start from the beginning. I grew up as a Christian, going to church every Sunday and going to a Catholic school. I was baptized before I even knew my own name, and I received reconciliation in second grade and confessed my sins to a priest for the first time. A few months later, I received communion and ate the holy bread for the first time in church. And finally, in sixth grade, I received the sacrament of confirmation, where I matured in Christianity and deepened the gifts I was given in baptism. There are other sacraments such as marriage, when two people come together as one husband and wife, holy orders, when a man becomes a priest and vows to stay a priest the rest of his life, and finally, the anointing of the sick, when someone is very sick or dying and they need to be healed. However, I stopped my faith a little while after receiving confirmation. I went through a bit of a traumatic experience where I lost something that I loved so much. It was my entire life. So I became depressed, so much that I barely talked to anyone for months. And I wondered, where is God? After 9 years of learning about how much God will always be there, how to love God, He is great. I never saw Him or heard Him or even felt Him. I was alone. Not to say that God won't be there for some people, I just didn't get the connection. That was when I did some research and I found Buddhism. I looked into it and I loved the way that it was so down to earth and straightforward. That was when I really felt the connection. I told my parents I wanted to convert to Buddhism and they were fine with it. They really supported me. So I started meditating every night and I found myself growing calmer and more open to the world around me. I'd found this peace and I was getting better. So you can imagine when I told my teacher that I wouldn't be receiving communion at the weekly school mass, she would be fine with it because I was doing better now. Wrong. She thought it was a bad decision. That I was incorrect because I bowed to a statue of Buddha out of respect. Because I was going against something I knew well and changing it to stay healthy and happy. That didn't go over well with the teachers. Surprisingly, the people that were okay with it were my principal and my pastor. They both talked with me and said, "Hey, we know you switched to Buddhism and that's fine. Just know that the Catholic Church is always here if you want to come back." So I thought I was okay. But one day I was walking through the hallway and my teacher stopped me. She told me that I couldn't be in the school choir anymore because I wasn't Catholic. And this really hit me hard. Singing was a really big part of my life and I didn't have any other way to express it without the choir. So once again, I lost something that I loved. And being an eighth grader, this was a lot to handle. I became depressed and I was questioning whether or not I did the right thing because I was in this mindset that I couldn't get out of and it sucked. But then I realized that I was doing the right thing. I loved the Buddhist way of life, so why should I change? I accepted this when my teacher asked me to do the sign of the cross in church, even though I didn't believe in it. I still did it because I was passive and I didn't want to upset anyone further. But why should I change in order to please other people? I also filled in the gap of singing when I began taking singing lessons. I finally felt free and happy again, and I knew I was in the right place. Thanks for listening to my story. Now I'm going to interview my good friend Addie Gonzalez so she can share her similar experience. So, what are some of your experiences regarding religious conversion and/or religious beliefs in general?
So, ever since I was younger, my family enforced the idea of being a Jehovah's Witness, and at first, before like the age of 13, I was really cool with it, but as soon as I went to SLA or high school, I was just not into it whatsoever, so I decided to become agnostic, and my family was just kind of cool with it, but the half that was still part of the Jehovah's Witness community did not like it whatsoever.
Do you think high school had a big impact on why you converted?
Not really, because from time to time growing up, I'd always doubt why I was in that religion. So as soon as I went to high school, it became clear that I was just not right for it. And that's when I just decided to leave and do my own thing.
So what made you doubt your religion when you were younger?
Just like not being able to do things like other kids and just not being able to express myself. I felt in that religion, not to badmouth it because they're really nice people there, but it's just really constrictive and I didn't feel like I could express myself to the full unless I left.
Has anyone else in your family converted religions or just doesn't believe in it anymore?
They didn't really convert, they just left. They still believe in God and some of them even still believe in the morals that that religion enforced, but other than that, they really never converted to anything else.
What are some of the differences between being a Jehovah's Witness and being agnostic?
Well, for one thing, agnostic people don't believe, or you can neither confirm nor deny there being a higher power, but I, as an agnostic, acknowledge that there could be a higher power, like God. So I acknowledge that he could exist, but being a Jehovah's Witness, that's all you believe in. You believe in God and his son.
So that being there's such a big difference, how did your family handle you going from strongly believing in God to only acknowledging that he could be there?
So a lot of my family don't know that I'm agnostic, but they do know that I'm not a part of the religion anymore. Only two of my family members know that I'm agnostic, and one of them thinks I'm an idiot for being so, because she believes that there is a God and that there's so many signs that prove that God is real, yet I have reasonable doubt to believe that.
Do you feel like you have to hide your faith from them?
Some of them, yes, because with them, they judge a lot when it comes to being agnostic or even remotely close to atheistic. So it can be difficult to express what you are to them. So I kind of just have to keep it closed off for a while.
So for the family members that do know you're agnostic, how do they feel about it?
Well, some are supportive and the other one just really believes that I should go back to being a Jehovah's Witness and being Christian in general.
So, do you ever think you'll go back to being a Jehovah's Witness, or will you stay with the agnostic religion?
I'll stay with agnostic. I've tried to go back to being a Jehovah's Witness many times, because sometimes I do miss it, but I feel happier being agnostic, because it just allows me to express myself, and it allows me to be who I really am without having to conform to their morals.
Mm-hmm. So would you ever consider converting to even another religion?
I really am interested in Hinduism. Like, I love the whole reincarnation idea, and that's something I'd probably explore later on. But as for now, I'm still trying to decide whether a higher power even exists, or if should I just stay questioning.
Thank you for listening to both the stories of myself and my good friend Addie. I hope you were either inspired in some way or learned something about the costs and benefits of crossing religious boundaries. Thank you.